You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Okay, State Nation, what's going on? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, the PPBD of this podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast, focusing on all things Kansas State sports, folks. Continue the postcast theme here, folks. Wrapping up what was a busy weekend of K-State sports. Cross country, men's and women's cross country, getting it done at home once again. And for the second time, the women win a meet. And for the first time, the K-State men join in the party after coming in second in the season opener premiere with the Bob Timmons Classic. Both teams take first in the Greeno Dirksen Invitational over the weekend there as well. Actually, this took place in Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, to be exact. Wasn't here in Manhattan, case, so I take that back. Was up north in Lincoln, Nebraska there. Both teams won the red division races with the men posting up 48 points to outdistance Air Force, 53 in KU, and came in third at 54, 1 point behind Air Force. While the women's team collected 46 points to barely beat host team Nebraska there. K-State women undefeated in cross-country meets so far here in 2022 there as well. The men win their first meet title for the first time. You got to go back a couple, about 3-4 years ago, the JK Gold Classic. The last time the men crossed first in that as well. And it is marked the first time that both teams placed first at the same meet since winning the Missouri State Invitational almost 13 years ago, September 19th, 2009, depending on when this pops up. This could be 14 years when it pops up, but whatever it is. But still, that is a long drought ended by both the men's and women's teams there as well. Let's see here. Sydney Burton Jr. led the way there for the fifth place finish individual, which turned out to be his new personal best, 17:27.4, with one of five runners to place in the top 20. Burton's five time was the best by a Wildcat in this Greeno Dirksen Invitational there, which was previously marked by J.B. Schuvelberger back in 2019 at an 18:26.4. As well, this is actually on the girls' side, actually, as well. So, Cindy Burton for the female Wildcats getting it done. Hannah Stewart this time was second best Wildcat. She placed sixth overall, 17:45. This is 5K time. Junior Callahan Stewart in the top 10 and 10th, 17:55. Freshman Grace Meyer was 15th at 18:05. Freshman Cecilia Fisher, 18th, 18:13. And a personal best. That was a personal best there as well. And then Katie Schwarzkopf recorded her first collegiate 5K at 19:20. And she finished 77th out of 307 runners individually. Way to go, Katie, for that as well. From the men's side, the runners in the top, four runners finished inside the top 20 with Stephen Kohlhefner. Kohlhefner. I have said this name plenty of times. I don't know why I butchered this name. Placed in the top 10. Highest Wildcat on the men's side at 24:29. Junior Hanley Spector right there with him. 24:33 at 11th place. Tommy Hazen finished 16th with a 24:47. David Lutkin was also. Well, let me see that again. So Hazen was 16th and Lutchen was 17th there, 24:45 there as well. Randy Cole on both the men and women's. First on the men, quote, the men ended up running first. They were a lot more patient at the start and executed a really good team pack. I'm really pleased with the way we competed in the middle of the race. The guys were hanging tough over the last mile or so when they started picking off a lot of people, end quote. And on the women's side, again, Coach Randy Cole, who took over the new cross-country coach, said for the women, quote, the women did a super job. We had a lot of people improve from the first meet. They kept their poise. They didn't get too carried away. They really had a good second half. Cindy Burton ran awesome. Hannah Stewart as well. They did They all did awesome in this one as well. Sydney Burton afterwards saying in a press release, quote, "We've all been training hard and working together well in practice, so it's nice to execute when it matters most. We're super excited and eager to keep the ball rolling into the bigger key meets coming up as well." So yeah, the top three team individual, K-State on the women's side wins Nebraska over Drake. And then if I can, well, actually they're not good. They don't have the men's up here. But anyways, that's beside the point there as well. K-State men's and cross-country teams doing pretty well here to start off 2022, especially the women. They are on fire. Woo! Two wins in a row. And now they look ahead to a couple weeks at the end of the month. Their next meet will be in Fayetteville, Arkansas for the Chili Pepper Festival at Agri Park. This will be the first, this will be the team's seventh meet at Agri Park since, you got to go back to 2014 when the women placed third with 116 points and the men placed 16th at 473 as well. So I'm telling you, at least there's good news on that front as well. So with the cross country teams being successful this over the week, last weekend there in Lincoln, Nebraska, the women had carry a lot of mojo right now. Sydney Burton, Hannah Stewart leading the way there as well, and the men continuing to get better and better. They finally get over that hump and get their first win. I cannot believe that. That's hard to believe from my view there. I thought they would win a lot more than that, but apparently they haven't. But that's a huge mark there. So Randy Cole unlocking the potential of these teams here moving forward to September 30th. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on another postcast of the Purple Project Podcast edition. Stay tuned for more coverage of K-State sports leading up to, obviously, Oklahoma. Can K-State bounce back from that funk we saw last week, last Saturday, against Tulane? We got volleyball getting geared up for KU, the first Big 12 conference game there, and plenty more ahead on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer signing off. Go Cats! You have been listening to another edition of the PPPD.